Well, welcome to Meet the Candidate. My guest for this session is Nadine Woodward, who is a candidate for City of Spokane Mayor.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And as Sam and Vinny said, you know how to put on a microphone.
I do. So. I do. I hope I hit the cord well.
I think it'll be fine. So this is just the get acquainted kind of interview.
Okay.
Starting with, where did you grow up and go to school?
I was born in Longview area of Western Washington and grew up in Vancouver, Washington. Went to school there, was an active high schooler. Sports weren't my thing, but I was involved in journalism and drill team, and I was a good student. Didn't know what I wanted to do after graduation, so my mom kind of funneled me into dental hygiene because I had gotten some scholarships, and so I enrolled in a local community college, Clark College. They had a 3-year, very intensive program. The first year, I bombed. I hated it. Science was not my thing. And so my first Comm 101 class, my professor said, you need to get into forensics. And I said, I'm getting out of anything to deal with science. She goes, no, I mean speech and debate. And so I enrolled into the speech and debate team. It traveled all over the Northwest. We went to colleges and competed in Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Montana. We went to nationals in Texas. I specifically did quite well in expository and persuasive speaking. And then, so got my AA there and then transferred to the University of Portland, right across the river, and ended up with a communications management degree and was very involved there, was the layout editor for the newspaper, president of Women in Communications, did a lot of video work, and then, graduated and started in broadcast journalism.
Where did you first start in broadcast?
KLEW in Lewiston, Idaho.
Okay. Yeah, I used to watch that when I lived in Pullman.
Oh,
when I was
yeah.
going to school.
The CBS affiliate, the only TV station in town. Mm-hmm. I was there for 2.5 years, and then I moved to KIDK in Idaho Falls. So mm-hmm. I spent about 5 years in Idaho before I came to Spokane. Came to Spokane in 1990. Worked at CREM for almost 20 years and KXOY for about 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe you've got kids that grew up in the Spokane Public Schools.
I have. We went the Catholic route.
Okay.
And so I have 2 children. My son's 27. He lives in West Seattle. And my daughter is 22. She just graduated from the University of Washington. But we were transplants here. So my husband and I moved here 29 years ago. We didn't know anybody. And our mission was really to get to the West Side where we both had family. And where we were Washingtonians.
And that didn't work out.
It didn't work out because, you know, we bought our first house here and it was in the Perry District before the Perry District was cool. And we thought we could never afford a house like this in Seattle or Portland. And so we decided to stay and we thought, since our children won't be growing up with family, I went to Catholic schools. The Catholic community becomes your family. Mm-hmm. So they went to Cataldo and then went to prep. My son did go 1 year to LC, his sophomore year. But he went back to prep, so yeah.
Okay. Well, that's.
And my daughter right now is just graduated UW, and she's backpacking through South America for the summer. So praying for her safety.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine.
She's a world traveler, so she'll be fine.
So, are there some places that you've traveled that you've brought some impressions back to Spokane?
Yeah. Well, our kids have all been world travelers. We've raised them to be kind of global residents, right? They traveled at very young ages. My husband and I have been, we've been to practically every place in Mexico, east side, west side, in between Europe, but we took a great trip to Southeast Asia, and we went to Vietnam and Thailand, and just in the last 3 years, and it was incredible. We absolutely loved it. I want to go back to Vietnam.
Was there an anecdote from there that kind of speaks to you about some things that are going on in Spokane?
I mean, I think anytime we travel abroad, we are more appreciative of the freedoms that we have here. I do have to say, one thing that really surprised me about Vietnam, we were in Hanoi, and then we went up to Sepa, which is 2 miles from the China border, mm-hmm. and trekked through the Hmong villages there. It's the most, mm-hmm. The oldest native tribe that they have, was that half of the population of Vietnam was born after the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And it's a very young demographic, and the young people embrace Western culture. And they are now allowed to own their own businesses in a capitalist or in a communist society, which is really interesting. And the fact that if you're a Westerner, they absolutely want to talk to you. They want their picture taken with you. They flash the peace sign to you. It was really interesting to me that I would get that kind of response as an American in Vietnam.
Yeah, that would be an interesting place to travel.
Great street food. Best street food I've ever had in my life. So when we get to the hotel in Hanoi, which is, we were in the French Quarter, and the general manager comes out of the hotel and he says, oh, I've got a list of all the great restaurants for you. And we're like, we're not eating in restaurants, we're eating street food. Anthony Bourdain was my hero when it came to culinary anything. And he said Vietnam was the best place for street food. So he flipped that little page over and he wrote down the best place to get a banh mi sandwich, the best place to get pho, it was fantastic. We ate street food the entire time.
It sounds like a great trip. I'm sure your daughter will be fine. She's been well experienced.
And she speaks Spanish. She's an international Spanish major, so she'll be fine.
She'll be fine. So after you retired from broadcast journalism, what prompted you to run for elected office?
Oh boy, a lot of things. My husband and I are downtown Spokane owners, downtown business owners, and we have been downtown for 6 years, and we have seen the homeless crisis and crime increase exponentially, and reporting on those issues too. So I had kind of both sides, the experience of owning a business downtown and the experience of reporting on the issues as well. And just grew extremely frustrated with the way our city council was addressing it, and decided that I was going to stop complaining to my family and friends about it and do something impactful for the city. So stepped away from the sidelines, threw my hat in the ring, and here we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the questions I like to ask people is, so how do you see the duties of the office you're running for? How do you see the duties of mayor?
Well, the duties of mayor, you're the executive officer of the entire city, 2,000 people, $1 billion budget. It's a big job. I think having a business background is extremely important in executive manners and in responsible fiscal management. I think coming to the table with a perspective of knowing what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck and not just the back of a paycheck, but also having been immersed in Spokane issues for a long time and knowing this city and wanting to do what's best for the city. And I think the first thing we have to do is clean up downtown. And public safety is the number one issue on my platform. That dovetails into homelessness because we've seen a correlation between, some people don't want to admit there's a correlation, but there's definitely a criminal, small percentage criminal element of the homeless that are causing the majority of the problems downtown. And as business owners, we're the ones that take the risk. We make the challenges. We're the backbone of our economy. We provide the jobs. Yet if we complain about what's going on downtown, we're vilified by our elected leaders. And that was a motivating factor for me. And so I'm going to come to the table as mayor as being a listener. That's been the backbone of my campaign. That's what we are trained to do as journalists. Mm-hmm. We listen first. We ask questions. We research. We analyze data. We take our time to do the right job. And I think that the mayor needs to do that too. I think policy needs to be built on listening, but also common sense, consensus building, and consistency. And I don't see a lot of that on the city council side right now.
Okay. Well, this is your one-minute wrap-up to give the reasons why people should vote for Nadine Woodward for Spokane mayor.
Yeah. Well, I don't come from a place of a political experience. I've never thought political experience was the best experience. But I do come from a place of being immersed in Spokane issues for 28 years, knowing who Spokane is, what Spokane is, and what Spokane can be, but also in a position of public trust. And I really believe that this election is about who you trust to be Spokane's next mayor. The result of this election will change Spokane, I believe, for at least a generation as far as what direction we're going into. And are we going to import failed policies from Seattle, or are we going to protect, preserve the identity that we are hardworking, tenacious, and we will come up with our own solutions to our challenges?
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Nadine.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Have fun with your campaign.
Thank you. It's been great so far. Thanks a lot.